Welcome to the Life in Deep Ellum podcast, exploring the sacred in art, faith, and community. This week, we were unable to post the gathering sermon in our podcast due to technological difficulties. But since the service was a little bit unusual anyway, we figured we'd take this opportunity to share something a little different on our podcast. Our interim pastor, Miranda Furman, has recorded this beautiful exercise where you can gain a deeper sense of self-awareness, deeper sense of God and His presence in your life, and a deeper sense of healing. She initially recorded this for the board to go through, but now she would like to share it with the whole community. I hope you enjoy it as much as I have.
I'd like you to sit comfortably. If you're in a chair, your feet can be on the floor. You can sit cross-legged. I'd like you to take a deep breath in and out. Smile to yourself. We are going to be practicing stillness together. Stillness can reduce our stress and our anxiety, which allows our body to heal from high levels of stress hormones. Stillness opens us up to connecting with ourselves, connecting with others, and for those who would like to, it is an ancient way that people have connected with God through millennia in different faith communities across the world. Stillness is a deeper, happier way of being. We are human beings, not human doings. You are special and beautiful in a way that only you can be. I'd like to invite you to sit comfortably in a way that is available to you. I'd like your body to be balanced. And if that means you have to lay down, that's okay. If sitting upright is available to you, be careful that you are neither leaning forward nor backward, but really sitting on your sits bones, the fatty parts of your bottom. You can cross your legs or place the soles of your feet on the ground. If you're in a seat, push your bum to the back of the seat. Try to hold your back straight. Release your shoulders from around your ears. And imagine the cares of the world just sliding off of them and dropping to the floor. Balance your head on your neck so that it neither drops forward nor backward. This balance will help you to stop from feeling drowsy. Place your hands in your lap. Can place them on your knees or palms on top of each other. And now close your eyes. Start to become aware of your breathing. Is it rapid? Is it slow? Is it just regular? Is it deep or is it shallow? As you breathe out, imagine exhaling all that feels difficult, heavy, or challenging about the day. Let it go. As you breathe in, inhale the sweet air. And you might like to ask God for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Breathe in slowly. 1, 2, 3, and out slowly. One, two, three. Now become aware of the noises around you in the room. What are they like? Loud or quiet? Sharp or gentle? What about the noises beyond the room in the world outside? Are they man-made noises of cars, construction, trains, or voices? Are they the sounds of nature? Bird songs, the wind in the trees, the rain. What about the noise in you? Try to become aware of what you are thinking about and feeling in this moment. What is on your mind? Are you worried or concerned? Are you relaxed and peaceful? Are you thinking about the past or the future? Or are you caught up in the present? Notice, yet do not judge yourself. Let the sediment of your thoughts fall quietly in your mind. Be still. We are human beings, not human doings. You are special and beautiful in a way that only you can be. Open your eyes. Come back into this room. Have a stretch. Shake out your hands, roll your ankles. Place your hand on your heart and your other hand on your belly if they are available to you. Take a deep breath in and out. And thank your body and your heart for bringing you to the space today.